This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, but, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, sir.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
Well, as I like to say, I took lessons. Because you want to be an educated idiot, seriously. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you guys are spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Head up to the website. Come on, you know the drill. Head up to the website. You know, you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. You can chat with others. We have a live chat room there. You can chat with others on the same page as you. And or go to the Facebook feed, whatever you prefer. You know what? Got to do what you got to do. And later on in the hour, we're going to have Dale Bellis with us. And he is the national spokesman for Liberty HealthShare. Now, Liberty HealthShare is a different way of taking care of your body. And we haven't had him on for a while. And, you know, I just want to tell you, here's the important part of all this. Here's what's really urgent about all of this, is you've got changes coming down. Right, we've had changes coming down with the Affordable Care Act. Now President Trump is signing an order that is going to allow insurance companies to sell other policies that don't fall in line with the perfect policy that we were told we were going to have with the Obamacare plan that we don't have. So you're going to have a lot more competition going on. And then on top of all of that, there's another way to take care of yourself. There's another way to deal with your health issues, and that's through health sharing. And I got to tell you, why it is that we have been so railroaded into believing that there's only one way to do health care, there's only one way to have health insurance, and health sharing, the difference between the two, is under an insurance health care plan. I know it sounds like I'm stumping for them, but I'm not. There's a reality here. Under an insurance health care plan, you are the insurance company decides, unless you have a boatload of money you don't know what to do with, but they decide how you're going to be cared for, what's going to be going on, that kind of thing. I want you to think about that, right? So they decide, you know, what processes, what tests are going to be done, what they're willing to pay for, what they're not willing to pay for. The doctor's kind of at their mercy. But if you have a health sharing program, you call the shots. You sit down with the doctor. There is no insurance company. Now, there is a mandate that they do have oversight, but there's no quote-unquote insurance company and a death panel, as I jokingly say, that decides whether you get the liver or not, whether you get the kidney or not, whether you get the lung or not. Do you know what I'm saying? And how you go about your care. They don't have 10 minutes with the client. They don't have a prescribed way to do medicine. And they're actually allowed to practice medicine the way they signed up to. And you get to find out real information. You get to decide what kind of poking they're going to do to your body and what kind of poking they're not going to do to your body. So he'll be with us later. Well, yeah, look, I got to get that off my skin, right? I'm in love with this judge. I know, sounds weird, right? I'm in love with the U.S. District Court Judge T.S. Ellis. I mean, the guy is great. He's not taking any crap from the Mueller team, and I don't blame him. I mean, enough with this stuff. So the judge warns Mueller that, Mueller, whatever, team, that they can't prove conspiracy without the star witness. You know, they're laying their little trap. Not the judge, but the Mueller team is laying their little trap because all of a sudden their star witness may not testify. He's not interested. So the Mueller team said that Rick Gates may not come to testify. And the judge said, hey, if you don't have him, you don't have a key witness, you're never going to be able to prove any kind of collusion, even between Manafort and Russians and others. And I love this. Now, Rick Gates is cooperating with prosecutors. He'd be considered a potential star witness. Now they're talking about not calling them to the stand. I wonder what that's all about, though. Why wouldn't they not call him to the stand unless something came up that they didn't know about before? Now, Judge Ellis told them specifically, there's no way you're going to be able to prove conspiracy without him. Now, Mueller prosecutor Greg Andre said, not necessarily. We still have every intention to call Gates to the stand. Well, is he coming or not? Right now, Ellis, he's 78 years old. Reagan appointed him to the chair. He's known for colorful comments. He also quipped that his wife wasn't fooled by the prosecutor's comments on Wednesday. He said it sounded like you were leaving open an option not to have your star witness there. Now, during opening arguments earlier this week, the defense team made it clear they intend to blame Gates, who handles some day-to-day business operations for Manafort, for many of the alleged reported deficiencies that Manafort's charged with. Think about that. So the defense team now threw it back up in the prosecuting team's face and said, yo, 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 we can prove that your star witness is the one that did these things. Now, they went back that night, probably called Gates and said, well, think about how that conversation went, right? All of a sudden, you're screwed. Now, Manafort's facing bank and tax fraud charges. That's all about his work in Ukraine. Nothing to do, again, with President Trump. Why is Manafort Mueller prosecuting this? This is not within the realm of what he was charged to do. He was charged to find collusion between the Trump campaign and the Russians. This goes back long before Trump and the Trump team, I'm a Trump campaign, Trump team, whatever, were involved in this. Now, before the jury entered the courtroom Thursday, there was a renewed discussion about whether pictures of Manafort's closing and other expenses. I mean, they love these guys. Look, we can prove this collusion between Trump and the Russians because Manafort has all these nice clothes. I mean, how many people do you know have nice clothes? How many people do you know? This is just amazing to me. You know they got nothing when they can't put anything together. You know they got nothing when they're scratching. And even the people in the jury, people around, not even the jury, people in the room are going, I don't know where these guys are going. I don't know what they're doing. Right? There's so much more to the story. I'm going to post it up later on. You got to read it. You got to go through it. The judge is on top of this. These guys are not knowing what to do because they thought the judge was going to be in their corner and not on the side of the law. There you go. It tells you what they've been thinking and doing all this time, right? Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you guys with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732. Hang in there. Listen, you know, Dale Bellis is going to join us after the break. It's all about your health care. How are you going to take care of yourself? How do you pay for it? And what your real options are?
Is this you? Are you happily engrossed in inconsequential cartoon trivia to the point that your socks can probably stand up by themselves?
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's the obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now, I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO33 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over 1 million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO33 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO33 to 350350.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Part of a dying breed, Habsburg, like people who can name all 50 states. The truth hurts, doesn't it, Habsburg? Oh, sure. Maybe not as much as jumping on a bicycle with a seat missing, but it hurts.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. One of my favorite guests to have on the show because, look, I say this to you in all sincerity and honesty. Anybody on the radio or on TV that's telling you, yeah, they're an expert in these areas and they're on every day and they're an expert in every area known to mankind, you already know they're lying to you. So that's why I bring people on who have a clue, who know what they're doing, who have been in the business long enough to understand, or whatever business we're talking about, to understand what it's truly about. And one of the most confused, you know, we have David Fisher on every week. We talk about finances, the economy, and what have you. And one of the most
confusing areas in our lives is healthcare. How to take care of ourselves. When you go to the doctor, what are you looking for? What do you need? I don't know all that. I barely eat right myself. So I always love when Dale Bellis joins us. He's the national spokesman for Liberty HealthShare. And Dale, always love when you're on the show. It's so informative.
Joe, it's a pleasure to be with you, and I appreciate the invitation.
You know, all right, so let's, for those listeners who maybe haven't tuned in a while or haven't heard you in a while, let's start. What is, at the essence, what is health sharing?
It's really an alternative means for meeting health care costs in a like-minded community of faith and values where my money every month goes to another person to pay their bills. That's why we call it a health share. Literally, I'm sharing in a portion of their costs. Then should I have a medical expense? That group is there to pay my bills. And we do all of that without the aid of an insurance company or the government, just a regular systematic way of meeting healthcare costs, where once again, my money every month is going to another person. And that's the dynamic, the significance of health sharing, where we're really engaged with one another and paying each other's bills.
Yeah, the sad part about it, there's a lot of young people out there that don't really know what the community feel is like. You know, when I was a kid growing up, you and I have talked about this in the past, where if somebody got sick on your block or in your neighborhood or somebody couldn't work for a little while, the community chipped in to help, you know, feed them and take care of the kids and make sure they had what they need while they were going through this moment in their life. This sounds like it's kind of the same thing, only the community is a lot larger, and you know, health costs have changed tremendously, but this allows everybody to kind of pitch in and help that guy in need, doesn't it?
It really is kind of going back to the future. it's the way in which health care costs were paid for in America up until the advent of modern insurance right after World War II. And when someone had a medical bill, your community, your local church, your community center, your neighbors and in the neighborhood would gather around, support that particular person in emotional and assistance manner, as well as help pay that bill.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the way it was done in America until the advent of the third-party pay system that we now call health insurance. This is simply taking that principle that has been practiced for generations and turn it into a solution for health care.
Okay, so for clarity, you are not an insurance company. This is not health insurance in the traditional way we talk about it, correct?
It is not health insurance. In fact, we studiously stay away from health insurance and its terminology and implications just simply because we are a group of self-pay patients. That means we don't have insurance. We're responsible for our own costs as well as our own care. Now, that's critical. That's important. But we simply choose to then share those expenses in a voluntary community that we call healthcare sharing. And so we enroll in that healthcare sharing program and share those costs, and we set our own rules, our own guidelines. We're exempt from the Affordable Care Act, and it just allows us this alternative means for paying for health care that's been in place, as we've just said, for generations. But folks have been schooled that the only way to pay health care costs is through insurance, and we're here to say, no, there's a whole different way.
Well, it's really interesting. When you talk about insurance, and I tell people, you do not have control of your health care anymore. You don't have control of what the doctor does to your body to a big degree. You may think you do, but he's got to check with the insurance company. He makes his diagnosis based on two things: what's actually going on with your body and what the insurance company will allow him to do or not do. Now, if you have a doctor that you have a relationship with, he may say, look, the insurance company will only take care of this, but I really would like to do this, but you're going to have to pay that yourself. And that's what people don't understand. Where
under very the health- few people do grasp that reality. You're absolutely right.
Oh.
That when we send our money away as a premium to an insurance company, they receive that premium and we give up two things. Our individual autonomy mm-hmm. over the care of our health, number one, as you've just pointed out, and the payment of the costs associated with the care of my health, because now it's their money. They're paying for my expenses, and they're the ones doling out those dollars. And that really creates two things. Number one, the relationship between the provider and the insurance company. I know nothing about that connection, what the payment relationship is. I'm typically right. cut out of it. And number two, I don't know what the costs are. I never see a bill. I'm not asked as to whether or not that's a reasonable expense. And so I have no motivation to minimize costs or reduce expenses. I don't have any engagement in the cost factors of my health care with that third party payer. And that's what, frankly, has got to change in America today if we're going to control runaway expenses.
Oh, I so much agree. You know, it doesn't make any sense to me that the insurance companies will pay for very few preventative things. And, you know, get out in front of it. You why do you change the oil in your car, right? Because you want to make sure the engine lasts longer. Well, to put it in plain, simple terms, the insurance company in most cases won't pay for you to change the oil in your car. They want to wait till the engine blows up and doesn't work anymore and argue with you about how much they'll give you to fix that motor. It's kind of the same thing with your body. There's preventative things that you want to do, and under insurance plans, the doctors won't let you do it. But it's
85 to 88% of all Americans do not pay for their own health care.
Wow.
it's provided wow. by an employer. It's provided by the government. It's either Medicare or some portion of the you know, the veterans system or the Indian public health system. All of those methodologies of meeting health care is being paid for someone else. We've got to change the flow of the dollars that go into people's health care arrangements, allow them the control
yep.
to spend that money.
Well, we gotta
now they can shop in the marketplace, decide who they want to hire their health care.
We've got to go for a quick break. I'm Joe Buzzi. We'll be back in a minute. More with Dale Bellis, National Spokesman for Liberty Health, here in just a few minutes. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
President Trump speaking to a roaring crowd in Pennsylvania, holding a Make America Great Again rally. Supporters ejected a protester here and there.
Get him out of here!
The president's rally in Pennsylvania is intended to boost Republican Lou Barletta's long-shot Senate campaign. Barletta faces an uphill battle to oust two-term incumbent Senator Bob Casey, who holds a massive financial advantage and a double-digit lead in nearly all early public polls. Yet the president remains closely engaged in the state. Trump wants to help Barletta, an early and enthusiastic supporter of his presidential bid. Election security addressed at the White House briefing. Top administration officials reporting that Russia interfered in the 2016 election and they're trying to do it again. But National Intelligence Director Dan Coats adds politics isn't the only thing Moscow's messing around with.
It goes beyond the elections. It goes to Russia's intent to undermine our democratic values, drive a wedge between our allies, and do a number of other nefarious things.
This is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right. Call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Joe Messina.
As strong and flexible as Gumby and Hercules combined.
He's Joe Messina.
I love that guy.
The Real Side with Joe Messina.
You know, I'm sitting here imagining a bunch of you doing that kind of, that dance where you're kicking your leg out and the whole down. Shows me that you're in great health. Perfect for the conversation. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Look, one of the most confusing things we do in our lives, one of the most daunting tasks that we take on is taking care of ourselves. I don't care whether it's, you know, through an insurance, through a doctor, through even going to the dentist is a massive deal nowadays. But it doesn't have to be that crazy. And like I always tell you guys, don't be afraid to ask somebody. Most of you are even afraid to ask your doctor what's going on and what they can do and what they can really do outside the insurance company. You know, years ago I tripped on the fact that I could actually pay my own insurance. I could pay for my own services. We're taught from children, from being teenagers. You take those economic classes in school and they do your budget. And they never do your budget and say, here's doctor's fees. No, what do? In the budget line, it's health insurance. It's your insurance premium. You know, and the only way you're going to take back this, the only way you're going to take control of your true health and your health care is to look into other forms of being able to pay for your health sharing. So Dale Bellis joins me. He's the national spokesman for Liberty Health Share. Always love when he's on because you get a real feel for what the health care industry is all about. Thanks, Dale, for being with me.
Thank you, Joe, for the invitation. It's a pleasure to be here.
So when you're on, I usually get the same kind of questions about this thing, and let's have some fun with it because I always enjoy this. people's mind go right to it's going to be a pyramid scheme kind of thing, right? I mean, you're not an insurance company, so really, who's watching over you? How am I sure that you're going to take care of me? Who do you report to?
It's really a twofold sort of confirmation. Think of crowdfunding for a moment.
Okay.
It's a modern day sort of phenomenon in which people participate in a project or a charitable event specifically designated for an individual. We use somewhat of the same concept, except we do it month to month with individual healthcare costs, so that every month. My money is designated to another person who has medical bills. So it's totally transparent. The individual members see that transaction occur every month. And so we are accountable to our members so that they understand and see where their dollars are going, how it's being used, full disclosure, full accountability, and transparency. That is the first place, in my estimation, where financial accountability occurs, because our members experience and see that happen every month. They're not sending it to a company black hole somewhere. We're hidden behind the corporate closed doors. We're deciding where the money goes. No. It's the actual individual member who sees their money being put to use and practice in the life of another person. In my estimation, Joe, that is the strongest sort of accountability to have, and we're grateful to do it that way.
You don't have those little panels, they used to call them death panels. They look at Joe's thing and go, oh, Joe was a smoker for 40 years, and we're not going to give him that long.
Joe, no, we don't want anybody else.
All right, so the people are making the decision, not some bureaucracy, correct?
Not some bureaucracy. Our technology assigns the individual member's share amount to that other person who has a legitimate bill. We've checked it out. We've determined that it is valid and that it's not a ghost provider. There's an actual real medical bill that member has, and so we have accountability both ways, from the member to the other members, so that we're making sure these are valid, legitimate, as well as costs that we verified. But then secondly, we're also certifying that member's medical bill is being paid for by fellow members, and they're participating in that expense, and they see it happen every month.
I think people need to get back to understanding it as if you would, for lack of a better term, it's a community event. It's a community inclusion. Everybody is there on your side, and from a spiritual standpoint, not just giving you money or not helping out with money, but also, you know, praying for you and people who've been through the same thing that you've been through. Do you allow people to send messages to each other? Is that kind of taboo?
Absolutely correct. And that is, in fact, why it succeeds so. In fact, our members tell us this is what gives them such a high degree of fulfillment and gratification. They know their dollars are being used to assist another person. Now, we operate on an administrative fee. It's fully disclosed to the member. $24 every month. Whether you're a single, a couple, or a family, from your share amount is deducted, and that's how we administratively facilitate the program. But we're here to simply assist, support, and empower the member to do what they do. It's all about the community and the membership accomplishing the achievement of $25 million every month is going to pay member medical bills, and that's just exciting to see.
Well, okay, you keep using this term self-pay. It almost sounds like, you know, you're cutting the check and you hope to God that you get paid back or something like that. But let's hit two areas of that. One is, when you say self-pay, there's a whole level of power when you walk into the doctor's office or wherever, and you're able not only just to negotiate your fee, but make sure you get the services that you actually need and actually want. It's not, as we said earlier, it's not the insurance company dictating to you how you're going to take care of yourself. That's a whole different animal, because that doctor knows for sure he's not going to have to argue with a quote-unquote insurance company. He's got the payee, if you would, the client right there in front of him, and he can negotiate his fee. He can negotiate services right there and then, correct?
That's the empowerment that occurs when we are self-pay. Doesn't mean that we're, and in some cases we do, pay it out of our individual pocket, but we arrange for the payment of that medical bill. We're responsible for our care and responsible for the payment, and we just simply say, send the bill to this address. Yep. Because my fellow health-sharing members are going to help pay these bills. And so, consequently, we arrange for the financial means to pay that bill. But that's what gives us, as you've correctly understood, that's what gives us the maximum amount of control and power in the control of our health. There's not a third party somewhere exerting that oversight. We've taken responsibility for it for ourselves.
You know, Dale, you hit on something here, and I think people don't think it all the way through. I don't want to give away your age. You've been at this for quite a few years. So,
been doing it for 30 years.
There you go. Okay, well, you can give it away. I don't have to. But anyway, so you started when you were 5. I got it. So anyway, you've been doing this for 30 years. And, you know, health insurance has changed. Things have changed in that industry as a whole. But I wish people would really understand. We fight for the health of our vehicle. We fight for the health of our car. You go into the doctor's office and you feel like the kid that's being scolded in the principal's office, right? I mean, and that's the most important thing you have. Not the car, not the house, not the, your body, your health is the most important thing you have. And this really does empower you to take back power, doesn't it?
There has grown up in our nation, and it's been since World War II that it has slowly developed and created, but a very complex methodology for paying for health care costs. It really doesn't need to be that complex.
I know.
But that complexity has created with multiple intermediaries between me as the patient and the insurance company. So it's got to go through this very labyrinthine pathway to get to the doctor who is offering me his health care oversight and services. And we believe it really needs to reestablish that doctor-patient relationship, eliminate that unnecessary administrative red tape and intermediary system, and make it between the patient and the doctor. That's where the decisions need to be made. And it's what the doctor has gone to medical school to do, to really be a healer and a healthcare provider and in engaging with their patients. That's what they want to do, and it reestablishes that. And that's why doctors and hospitals love it so, and that's why the individual member, as a patient, as a consumer, loves it.
Well, when we come back, we're going to talk about how it works, what it costs, and the other part of this is you actually have pseudo health coaches on board, and that helped me tremendously. We'll talk about that on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Just to the real side. Don't go far. Heat up your coffee. Coffee's not bad for you. And come on back.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. preparewithgcn.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles. No third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. newcar99.com.
They travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
Wipe out all thought? I think it's dirty politics.
They're like flying television.
Welcome back to The Real Side with Joe Messina.
Back. Well, I'm back. I don't know about you guys. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com. joe@therealside.com. Listen, if you want to be safe and you want to be smart, pull down our apps. We have custom apps that we had made just for you people, right? And I mean that sincerely. I had it made so you could easily go to it. You don't have to fiddle around with your phone all the time. You can email right from the app. You can listen. You can join the chat room. And if you have a smartphone, you don't even have to type. You can just talk and, you know, it puts it in there. We don't train, but it's in there. There's just so many ways you can get the show. There's so many ways you can participate, and that's one of the ways to do it. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com. You know, I love to bring these discussions forward so you guys get a feel, a real understanding of how certain things work in your life. We do it with our finances. I do it with our finance guy on the show. And I love when Dale's on with us, because when it comes to taking care of your body, when it comes to health care, it is a confusing,
And it's just hard to maneuver through these things. And Dale Bellis, National Spokesman for Liberty Health Chair, joins me. Dale, always a pleasure when you're on with me. I appreciate your time.
It's my pleasure as well, Joe. Thanks for the invitation.
So let's talk about health sharing. So how does it work? And I don't mean that we've already gone through that. For those of you who weren't paying attention, you go back to the segments later on. But how does it work from a payment? We don't pay premiums. There's not these exorbitant fees every month. You don't. How does the pay process work?
Sure. Every month we ask our members to set aside a predetermined share amount. At present, it's $2.99 for a single, $3.99 for a couple, $5.29 for a family of three or more. We don't count more than three, so mom, dad, and all kids. That amount of money goes into a secure online account that we call our share box, and then you transparently see that amount of money assigned or matched to another member who has bills. And you see your dollars flow from your account to theirs, a sufficient number of members are assigned to that particular expense, and we cut the checks directly out of that receiving member's account to the doctors and the hospitals. And when your dollars flow in that fashion every month, you can message that member with encouragement or cheer or prayer, whatever the case may be. So we're addressing not just simply the payment of the expense, but also emotional and spiritual concerns and needs, which really, frankly, occurs sometimes in the biggest crises of our lives.
Well, look, I've seen studies, and I'm not just saying this because I'm a Christian, but I actually have seen studies where people who pray, people who believe in a higher, quote-unquote, higher power, do better when they come out of surgery, do better when they go through medical procedures because there's a hope there. There's somebody bigger than them or something bigger than them helping them through. It's got to help with the psyche when you're going through some of the things. Agreed?
Because we are more than just simply a physical person. We are an emotional being and a spiritual being, and we're addressing all three parts of our existence as an individual. And that's why there's such an immense connection and engagement whenever we encounter those healthcare challenges and expenses. So we're not just simply paying the bill, Joe. We're giving each other a hug across the digital space whenever those things occur.
Now, the other thing, too, is you can, if you want to, I don't think I've ever asked you this question, but let's just say you come through something yourself and you see somebody else going through it and you watch your dollars going out to that person. Can you add to that? Can you offer to give more money or help or support in other ways?
Boy, that's an excellent question. Yes, you can. Our regular monthly share amounts are not tax deductible. Even though we're a charity, we're a nonprofit, that amount that's going to another person is not tax deductible because the likelihood exists that I may benefit from that with other members helping me. But if I want to give an amount over and above my regular share amount, that is a charitable tax-deductible gift and can be designated to assist in the case of another person's situation. And in fact, we regularly engage in additional compassion projects to assist with those things that may not be eligible for under the guidelines, but we'll raise money for those particular projects nonetheless, and our members participate in doing so.
Well, I like to kind of joke with you a little bit and say, you know, so your limits are what, $1,500 per event? I mean, seriously, you hear these things, you hear how much some of the insurance companies cover, and you go, wait a minute, you can't get to the doctor visit for that much money. What kind of limits are we talking about here?
Well, we engage with our members to help set that criteria. And and we're looking for the sweet spot of where is the greatest amount of assistance to be gained through our sharing program. And our members make those choices and decisions among and between ourselves. And the parameters of that is this. Let's just take a family, for instance. The family is responsible out of their own pockets for the first $2,250 in their membership year. We call it an annual unshared amount. So if you had a heart attack and in the hospital, you'd be responsible for the first $2,250. And then we start sharing 100% of any expenses associated with that incident, hospital stays, doctor visits, surgeries, medication, whatever is associated with that heart attack, up to $1 million. If the next day you happen to have a kidney stone, it'd be the same principle. You'd be responsible for that first $2,250 if you've already fulfilled it. Then in that case, it'd be 100% up to $1 million. You have a broken arm, you fell out of your hospital bed and broke your arm. You're having a bad week by that time. It's another $1 million.
Wow.
And so our members have said that's where we gain the greatest amount of care and support for those things that are unexpected and unaffordable. If we can budget for them, plan for them, anticipate them, we want to pay for that out of our own pockets. But it's those things that are unexpected and unaffordable that we want to be there for one another and share in those costs.
All right, so the upfront costs. I mean, I kind of joked about it earlier with you and about changing your oil and that kind of stuff. And it's the same thing with your body. I mean, there's things you have to do to your body. I was sitting around here. I sit most of the day. I know it's hard to believe, people. Yeah, I sit most of the day because I'm behind a desk. I'm working on stories and that kind of thing. And I got up to a little over 290 pounds. And I didn't have any, I didn't have anybody to turn to. I had to go do my own research or what have you. I was able to blow off enough weight to where, my knees feel better, my feet feel better, my chest feels better. You have, and you understand that's an important thing. And there is a way you have counselors we can call and talk about what we're doing, what we're trying to do, and can encourage us to what to eat, how to blow off the weight, and that kind of stuff, don't you?
It's really based upon our shared values that says our bodies are temples, and that we have a moral and spiritual obligation to care for our physical bodies. And so whenever someone comes to us as a new member, we ask for a medical history questionnaire. And if there are indicators there that indicate that here's a person that would benefit from lifestyle changes that would impact their health and well-being, then we enroll them in what we call our health track. There is an epidemic, Joe, in America today of lifestyle-based chronic conditions.
Yep.
High blood pressure, heart disease, type 2 diabetes, certainly obesity and smoking, cholesterol, all of those are lifestyle-based. And we welcome those members. We share in those costs because they're on a pathway toward health and wellness. We assign them a health coach. We call it Health Track. And that health coach helps that individual member set their own prescribed or customized treatment plan and goals, works with them, we're positively supporting, as well as giving positive encouragement and accountability, which is a big factor for change. They reach those goals. We send up digital balloons for them in our monthly newsletter, celebrate their success. We're really transforming lives as a result. I've got to give you this quick statistic. In 2017, we had 1,605 individuals join the program that had an indication of the need to lose weight, just as you were talking about.
Right.
And so they were assigned a health coach, and as a group together, they lost over 32,000 pounds.
Wow.
And we celebrated their success, let everybody know their achievements, and they've, of course, continued on as members with that difference of life, of health, as you've just indicated, feeling better, feeling much more energetic and capable in terms of living their lives. And those are the kinds of achievements that we're fulfilling together in community with that kind of support system.
Well, Dale, always a pleasure to have you on with me. I appreciate it. You got to head over to libertyhealthshare.com, libertyhealthshare.com, and get all the information. Read through it before you call. I always say the same thing to people. Read it first. Get some information so you know the questions to ask. You might be surprised at how easy it is to get the information you need right off their website. Dale, always a pleasure.
It is such a pleasure to be with you, Joe. Thanks again for the invitation. God bless.
God bless you, too.
Eating is adjourned. Oh, I am sorry, sir. I didn't mean to overstep my bounds. You say that.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
No, you say that, Governor.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?